Hello and welcome to Golska, the Polish football podcast. I'm Daniel. I'm, of course, joined by Kuba this week. We are discussing the Polish national team's first two matches in UEFA Euro qualifying, as well as Lech Poznań's Europa Conference League success on today's episode. Let's jump right in.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I think it seems like the technical issues we had last time are not present this time. Oh, well, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Glad to be home for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Then going off to the greatest state of all time, Iowa.
Ooh, beautiful. Wow, so scenic. Yep.
It's gonna be a great time, but there's at least like five casinos there, so I don't care. I'll have a good time.
Yeah. So Poland plays on Friday. Is it Friday? Yeah, Friday. Does that sound right, or is it Thursday? No, it's Friday. What am I saying? So Poland play on Friday, and then on the 27th, which is next Monday. So Czech Republic Friday and then Albania on Monday for Euro qualifiers, UEFA Euro qualifiers.
It's time again.
It feels like it wasn't that long since the World Cup, but it's been 4 months. So
yeah, they announced the team. What was it, last week?
I think they announced it last Friday, the 17th.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually our technical difficulties helped us a little bit, cause we were able to know a little bit more cause the big change with the national team is there's some young player call-ups, but, the big thing is, Krychowiak is not on the squad.
Yep.
So, I mean, we've kind of talked on the podcast about him and whether we see him as a long-term player or if he'd be just done after the World Cup. Because, I mean, there were people that wanted him not on the squad for the World Cup. And I think watching the games, I was actually quite happy he was there, even though at times I was one of those guys that was like, he could stay home.
Yeah. I mean, he's always had mixed feelings, I'm assuming, from like the general population. It's because he's always just a violent player, but then you're like, okay, we kind of need him.
But yeah, he's got leadership qualities, even though he sometimes isn't a great leader and has an attitude. And yeah, the team clearly is positively impacted by him, or was at least for the World Cup, but at some point we got to move on. And so maybe Fernando Santos in his first squad is just like, you know what, we're going to just cut that loose. Or the theory is, why have him come all the way back from Saudi Arabia? Let him play his domestic league and then we'll bring him back for the important stuff. But I would say that these two games are pretty important in the grand scheme of things. I mean, Czech Republic and Albania are two of the better teams in our group. So,
yep. So we'll see how Santos starts out with the team. I'm looking at the roster. There's a couple of names I don't really recognize.
Ben Lederman is the one guy that I thought it was an interesting, good call up. He's on Rakuf, and I think he is actually American Israeli Polish.
All right.
Yeah. So complicated background. He was born in LA to Israeli expatriates of Polish Jewish descent, according to the Wikipedias. And he actually played in the Barca Youth Academy at one point. But before coming to Rakuf, he played in the Israeli football league. So kind of interesting.
Yeah, okay. Is he the new one, or I mean, because I don't remember.
He's definitely never been on the senior squad. He's been on youth squads.
Okay.
None of the other guys. Some of the names are just familiar, but I think he's the big young call up, from my perspective. So
yeah, hold on. So I gotta pull up two. Because yeah, on ESPN you can do a side by side comparison of who was on the team.
Oh, sure.
Cup and now this time.
Yeah, I've had my eyes on him. I follow him on FootMob, and I've always been curious what's going to happen with him. But I knew he was committed to playing for Poland, I believe. So it's cool that that's what he's decided to do, despite not being, you know, raised in Poland and stuff.
Now it's pretty much almost the same team besides Krychowiak and Lederman being the changes in the roster.
Yeah. I didn't look at it super closely, but yeah, I'd agree with that. I'm not seeing too many other differences. At least not anything that would impact the field. I'm not sure about Karpovnik.
Pavel Davidovic is a new one.
Okay.
An old defender.
Yeah, I know his name. And then Mikhail Karpovnik plays for Fortuna Dusseldorf, and I don't remember him being on the team much. I think he might have only been called up once or twice prior to now. And he was not on the World Cup squad, as far as I'm aware. Yeah, I mean, I think it's overall it's a good squad. I would expect, other than Krychowiak, we're gonna see something very similar. Maybe setup will be different, but similar names to the World Cup. It will be the key thing that will be very interesting from World Cup to Santos's tenure is what's going to happen with the midfield and forwards, and whether or not we're going to be playing two up or one up, or how we'll do that. Because we're going to be matched up against teams that I think it's fair to say we should be beating. And so I would hope that we're a little more aggressive, but Santos is not necessarily known for being a super aggressive guy. So,
well, I'm excited. I hope this isn't going to give us false hope like it has done in the past, where they start out the qualifying rounds nice, guns blazing, and we have a lot of hope, like, oh, we're going to qualify easily. And then by the time the second round of qualifying starts, mm-hmm. it's always, you know, like, oh, crap. Like, how did we start doing so well and now we're shit again?
Yeah. Well, we got to remember, you know, say that qualifying looks great. We got to remember that we should be the best team in this group, yep. Mathematically. So I'm not saying we should expect to win every game, but we should expect to play quite well. But, you know, I think, you know, we start on the road against the Czechs. So it's not like that's guaranteed to be an easy game. But hosting Albania, I would think we should do well. I would think hosting the Faroe Islands in September, we should be able to do well. So,
the worst thing to ever say, should.
Yeah. Yeah, we know how it can be as Poland. Yep.
I like it. We got a pretty solid team, mostly familiar names. It doesn't seem like Santos did something completely drastic.
Right.
So.
Right. He's definitely made it very clear that he's not going to be radically transforming the team on day one or anything like that. Which is good, I think.
So. Yeah, pretty young squad. Really young.
Yeah, a lot of those guys are young, but it all depends on who's on the field, you know.
Yeah. Probably, I'm assuming it's going to be probably every name we could recognize is going to be on the field. So
Yeah, I would hope that we aren't playing Lewandowski and you know, Bednarik and Zielinski and you know the big names all the time. Not that Bednarik's not a great example, but you know what I mean. Like, I guess I'd hope that we're switching things up and in those games where we should be winning by a lot, you know, okay, maybe Lewandowski bags a goal in the first half. Well, let's keep him healthy and get someone else some minutes, because that experience in a Poland kit is really valuable. So,
yeah, well, we'll see on Friday. We'll see if we're going to be mad or happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the other thing we want to talk about today is Lech Poznań. This is not a Lech Poznań podcast, but sometimes lately it has felt like it.
Well, if we can talk about Ekstraklasa and the table for 5 minutes, but it seems a little bit more exciting to talk about a Polish team in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Well, fine. Okay. Ekstraklasa. I have shocking news. Raków have a 9-point lead still.
You know? Yeah, okay.
It's like, yeah, Raków, they're doing really well.
Nothing changed since the last time we mentioned
nothing that. Has changed. Yeah. And the same teams that we're expecting to lose, same teams that we're expecting to potentially qualify for Europe. If I lose, I mean be relegated. And then the same teams, yeah, that we'd expect to be headed for Europe. There have been some good games. But I think Lech Poznań's performance in the Europa Conference League is pretty remarkable. I think since our last podcast, both games have been played against Djurgårdens, and the first one was 2-0, and the second one was 3-0. Yeah. So it feels really good, because they did 3-0 on the road too. Even if two of those goals were scored in extra time, when Djurgårdens clearly in that second game they were down 3-0 on aggregate, they just collapsed. So those two goals in extra time were just embarrassing to watch, basically.
Uh-huh.
And they had a red card too.
Yeah.
You know, when's the last time that you saw a Polish club in Europe just put on such a dominant performance against a team in games that actually matter, you know? So it felt good. I won't say the Swedish league is remarkable or Djurgårdens is a remarkable club or anything like that, but they should be better than Lech made them look. That's for sure.
I don't think we have.
Yeah. No, I don't think a team has been this far in a European tournament since the 90s from Poland. So
Fiorentina, I mean, that's a pretty, this should be a pretty good team, right?
Yeah. Fiorentina, I would think is a tough one. I would say Fiorentina is the best competition Lech have had since Villarreal in the fall. So I don't think they're doomed. And having it be two legs and being able to host one game definitely is nice. And they've got some time too. Let's see, when are those games?
April 13th and then the 20th.
Yeah. So they've got 3-4 weeks, which is really good. Cause yeah, I mean, you'll want to prepare against or prepare for a team like Fiorentina. Quarterfinals. It's pretty remarkable. Honestly, you know, everything here on out it's just awesome that they're there. And obviously I really, really want them to do well. But they have made it further into this tournament than, I think anyone would have expected of them. So,
So I'm surprised Villarreal didn't make it through. They lost 1-2 on aggregate to Anderlecht.
Anderlecht?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anderlecht is good. They're one of the better teams in Belgium. Sorry. I was blanking because I mean, honestly, now if you look at the teams that are left, we've got West Ham, Nice, Anderlecht, AZ Alkmaar, Gant. So there's yeah, those three pretty good teams from the lowlands, and then Basel is a good team from Switzerland, Fiorentina, West Ham. There's a Premier League team, and Nice, a Ligue 1 team. So it's a competitive tournament. It's a pretty cool tournament to be a part of. I would think West Ham are thinking right now, hey, we could get a trophy this year. That's pretty sweet.
I mean, I don't believe they're doing very well in the Premier League to begin with.
No. But yeah, it feels good to be doing something somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how they have been in the Premier League. I haven't been watching a lot of Premier League lately.
They're in 18th place.
Right. Oof! Now. Oh! Oh! Yeah! Oh! Yikes! See, I knew like Leicester was doing bad. I knew, of course, Bournemouth was doing bad. But yeah.
Yeah. So maybe with them being so low on the table, we'll see if
all the eggs in the Europa Conference League basket, maybe.
Yeah, like kind of like Lech, but Lech isn't at least going to get relegated. So, yeah,
okay. Well, yeah, I don't think Lech has the same competition when they come home, where no, Premier League right. game is pretty important and pretty high skill level, regardless of yep. who you're playing. So,
no, so we'll see. We'll see who we. I'm going to be positive that we'll see Lech in the semis, because it's a. I think the way they're playing, I'm not going to say they got lucky with Drew Garden, because that was a little bit more comfortable for them to win than everybody expected, but it was a little of who do they play before? The team from, like, was it Sweden or whatever? Bode Glimt?
Norway. So Drew Garden is from Sweden.
Okay.
And Bode Glimt is from Norway, yeah.
Yeah, so that Bode Glimt was a little bit more nerve-wracking, and they squeaked by, and then so the fact yep. that they comfortably won in the round of 16, that gives me a lot of hope that they have the momentum, so hopefully playing 4 weeks in extra class isn't going to slow down their momentum.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, exciting times, because I think frankly, like Poznan have outplayed themselves, and Poland has a good opportunity here with Europa Cup UEFA qualifiers, and so it's yeah. good. And I think Raków, I guess anything can happen with Raków, but they've got a good chance for their first Ekstraklasa title. Yeah. Well, I think we covered the main stuff I wanted to talk about. So I figured this would be a shorter episode.
I think there's going to be a little bit more to talk about now that they got to. Obviously, we got two Polish games mm-hmm. coming up, and like, because otherwise, yeah, the Ekstraklasa is. I mean, that's unchanging at the moment. So.
Yeah, it feels
but until these games play, like Poland plays and then Lech plays in April, you can only talk about so much.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, and yeah, I mean, we've got the Polish Super Cup or Polish Cup wrapping up soon here, or at least kind of down to the fun bit. So, Raków and Górnik Łęczna, and then Legia, and I think it's Kalisz, KALISZ, are in the semifinals in April. So
let's see here. Oh, yeah, Kalisz and Legia. I'm surprised Legia Warszawa is as far in the cup as they are, because they're not doing the best.
Well, right, but Górnik and Kalisz, they're not good either. They're always weird teams that make it into the Polish Cup. It's always weird. So this was pretty much how it was last year too, where you've got two pretty good teams, not always the greatest, but good. And then you've got teams that it's like, who are they? Like, how on earth are they here?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
because they're clear. You know, there are a lot of other teams clearly prioritizing their league play, and they just don't care about Karpolski. So
I was just going to ask if you wanted to record after Poland's first match, or you want to just wait until both of them
are played. I was going to say let's record early next week, and we can just cover them both. I'm good with that.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Cool, man.
Talk to you then.
All right. See ya.
Yep. Bye.
That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.